Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host, and we're going to talk about stillness. So quiet down, be still. We have a show to do, you know. And I'm so excited about this subject matter. It'll give you peace of mind. You're going to love it. It'll give you peace of mind, I assure you. Because my guest travels around the world giving thousands of people peace of mind. And it's true. I feel wonderful knowing about her. I haven't met her yet. I will in a minute. And I loved reading her book, The Power of Peace in You. And that's just, it's a great place to be. So I want to introduce the author of The Power of Peace in You, Marlies Carlin. Marlies, welcome.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's nice to be here.
I'm so glad you could join Energy Stew. This is so important, what you're doing. And I know it's even a revelation to you, the way it happened and how you got to this place of being an ambassador of peace. And you've transformed so many lives that it's really a miracle. That it's a miracle that so many of us are looking for, is to have the opportunity to become. Maybe that's it. Have the opportunity to become. And we can leave it at that. And so it's pureness. It's the pureness of that comes through stillness and peace. So let's talk about your journey first and how you got to be this person.
Absolutely. Well, sure. First, what I'd like to do is redefine stillness. Stillness has a vitality that is so powerful, it absolutely streams through the action of your day. So it is not only in moments of silence. It is an energy field that you feel moving throughout your entire body. So the simplicity of stillness, which is the method and the program I developed, actually gives you access to a state of peace. But what it does simultaneously is activate this energy field within you that is filled with vitality. And through that, as it begins to work throughout your body, you're able to release pains of the past and access that deep state that allows you to feel that peacefulness and that calm and that clarity, and have that be the main note that you play throughout your life.
So what it is that the stillness is really eliminating the noise, the chaos, the confusion, the false mind that efforts so much. And allows through peace, the peaceful nature of eliminating all the noise of our life, not only sound, but all the other noise, we can then feel our truths, and that gives us power to act.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, what's unique about the simplicity of stillness is that it's experiential. So it won't fall into line with a concept. It won't fall into line with the concept of meditation or stillness or how we think. Because, you know, a lot of people think, oh, God, I can't be still. It's not going to work for me. And that's why I developed processes that you can actually use in the middle of the day that accesses that energy field. And your mind doesn't have to be still to experience it.
Right.
So, you know, if you could access the state of stillness that began to heal your body and mind, then you don't need any tool. You don't need meditation. You don't need the simplicity of stillness. You don't need any tool. But it's rare that we can access that state that begins to, you know, purify the body from the past pain and accelerate our connection to inspiration. And so that's why tools are created, and the simplicity of stillness is a tool that helps you to activate that vital life energy within you to resonate on even higher levels.
Right. What I see is that the stillness actually allows us to separate ourselves from the struggle. Not we do have to manage our lives and all of the chaos in the world that goes on around us, but we can do it from a place that isn't so confused. It's more a place of allowance that we can manage our own light within all of the craziness that might confuse us, but it can't confuse our light.
Well, you know, we're all going to have the ups and downs and challenges of life. But what happens is, as you begin connecting to this higher energy, you suddenly have access to new solutions, to new ways to deal with things. And that's why the Simplicity of Stillness not only has the elements of stillness sessions where you feel and resonate and get activated by that higher energy of awareness, but also practices to begin to bring new habits into your life. So in other words, I'll give you a for instance. I was the angriest person you ever met. Angry. I left home at 16. My father was an alcoholic. He was abusive. He was verbally, physically abusive. And it wasn't the life I intended to suddenly be out on my own at 16 years of age.
Right.
And I carried that anger with me for a long time. And then I began to realize how that anger would be demonstrated in my body. Because after a period of time, even when I would speak about my father, I would end up in the hospital. So there was a complete mind-body connection. And that ended up guiding me on the journey that I took throughout my life to finding this place of deep inner peace where you can access these awarenesses that suddenly I don't react as I used to. So if one of the biggest challenges of life happens to me, I have an automatic that goes, how will I look at this? What could this mean? I can see this. So the body doesn't go into automatic old triggers and patterns of that mother, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't, you know, how could that happen to me? And, you know, it just doesn't go there. It isn't that I don't observe it, and it isn't that it isn't happening, but I have a whole new way to deal with it. And so it doesn't affect me in the way it would have before.
So you can become more mindful.
Well, mindful is a beautiful practice. So mindfulness is a form of awareness within the understanding of Simplicity of Stillness that allows me to see things that I couldn't before. And what the Simplicity of Stillness does is it begins to actually work on the traumatic memories by dissolving them within the cells of the body. It actually begins moving through sound resonance into the energy meridians of the body where these memories exist. And so, because, you know, you can think about changing a habit until the cows come home. You can understand it. You can wish you didn't have it. But a lot of the habits we have actually trigger chemical imbalance in the body. And when that happens, you're just at a loss, you know, because you just feel all these emotions pouring through you. So now what happens is as you begin doing the stillness sessions, it actually begins purifying and releasing that traumatic pain. So you not only have the mindfulness to see what's happening when you're challenged, but it already has begun to shift the triggers of how it affected you.
Yeah, it's a feeling, an inner feeling that surrenders to our own, I like to use the word light, even though it's a very general term. But it's a higher frequency that is part of the one mind of the universe. And I recently did a show about the one mind with Larry Dossey, who has a book called The One Mind. And so what you're offering is the opportunity to create the stillness to become one with that larger mind of reality, of the universe. And when we can feel ourselves engulfed in this larger truth of life, then we can draw from it and allow that to guide us more than our neuroses.
Yes. And it just very naturally begins shifting all of your life. You know, people have come and just been in the experience even for as little as a few moments. And suddenly within 24 hours, addictions that they'd had for years left them. You know, so it heals you in a lot of different ways.
Right. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what you just said, because you've done this with thousands of people, and you've done it in situations where you didn't think you could do it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you know, I think part of it is that from your own, the strength of your own realizations, you've become very contagious. And a lot of people, and you talk about in your book that you've been in groups of people that are very resistant, and that you're not even sure you can help them, and something happens. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Well, it's how we become an instrument, and because we're all transmitting all the time, with the understanding that energy is what the entire universe consists of. But there's also dense energies.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all felt them. We've been around people where it's like, oh, you know, you almost want to back up. So the more you get in alignment with the higher energies, with that, you know, one of all, that unified field, then it begins resonating through you. But so I've traveled been in many different situations. At one time I was in Africa, and I was with the Maasai tribe, and it had been pouring rain, and that's why I ended up staying there overnight, because I couldn't get back to my lodge. And suddenly my guide stood up and said, well, Marlies knows something that she's going to teach us. And stand up and do it now. and there were people within the group who were drinking, you know, and I just spoke to them in the simplest way possible, and then began to offer a stillness session, allowing that energy field to open through me. Because the simplicity of stillness, what it accesses, can be offered through sound resonance. That's why there are recordings that you can listen to, through sight. You can read it in the words in the book. Many people start feeling even that deep peace while they're reading it, through intention, so that it just, you know, moves through the intention, sound, sight, touch, and touch. So it's transmitted even through touch. And so what began happening is that energy field began resonating wider and wider and wider. And pretty soon, you know, majority of the people there were in complete stillness. You could see it on their faces. And I didn't know until a year later, because I stayed in touch with one gentleman, how many people's lives completely transformed. And one man who'd been drinking for many years completely stopped that night and changed his entire life. So you never know when the right time is. I'm not suggesting that everybody who does this is going to change, you know, completely transform in 24 hours, because we each have what's best for us in our evolutionary journey.
Well, part of stillness is eliminating our expectations, right?
Well, yes. It's about connecting to a place where you are instead open to what appears, because you learn how to listen for the messages, and that way you move toward what it is that's resounding within you. So sometimes, let's say you set an intention. People do this, or they believe in the law of attraction, and they aim toward it and it doesn't happen. And then they think, well, this doesn't work, or the intention didn't work. Pay attention. Take a look. What else is showing up? And then notice that and take action on that. Is it guiding you to turn left? This intention that you've created might show up in 6 months or a year, but there are other elements to the journey that are important to take. And if you're not paying attention, you won't take them.
Right. It takes a different form than we might realize. That's why our expectations might be squashed, but the opportunities from our intention that created the expectations might manifest in ways that are even greater.
Yes, and always does if you're listening.
Right, right. You got to pay attention. I always tell people to watch the periphery.
Yeah.
See what shows up. And it's so important for us to get out of our own way because our mind is constantly trying to be, it's trying to be right.
Yes, it loves to be right, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we really need to be humble and allow our minds to be wrong, but life to be right in its own way.
Yes. Well, this is what I find so beautiful about the Simplicity of Stillness method, because it begins working on you from the inside out. And so it isn't that everything changes instantly, and yet a week later you notice that something happened and it didn't bother you the way that it would have before. Or you have a totally different perception of it. And so, you know, it isn't that you have to argue with your mind about a different point of view. Your mind begins to present you with a new point of view. And, you know, what we're finding now is about the study of neuroplasticity. You know, it's always been said that we can't change the mind, and it's not true. The mind can continue to change even through maturity. And so depending on your experience, will also set new pathways in that recording system in the brain. So if you do the same pattern over and over and over and you're angry with it, it's not going to change because it's already inset in there. So even if you become aware of it, you'll still watch yourself doing it over and over. But when you begin having new experiences that are more joyful, that are more with clarity, with more courage, with more strength, then suddenly those set new patterns in the brain. And before you know it, you're not reacting anymore. You're open to entirely new way of being.
The way I'm experiencing that is that we find these more harmonious vibrations in ourselves from the stillness. And then when things are out of sorts with that harmony, we can identify it quicker. We realize disharmonious energies at play, and we're not as attracted to that and want to, you know, work through that in ways that maintain the higher vibe that we are more familiar with now.
Right. And, you know, it's what's great about it is it's very concrete. Because now the Simplicity of Stillness, like with the Power of Peace in You, you get a physical CD with the book. So you can immediately begin to experience what it is that gives you that state. That even, I was on a call yesterday where the person kept saying, but it doesn't feel like meditation. It doesn't feel like meditation.
Good.
Yeah.
Maybe meditation is too much of an effort for some people.
And your recollections of Sonoma State, the transition.
Something, I think we're back again. Okay.
So, you know, I think, yes, and I speak a lot about that also, in that meditation has been difficult for many people. And so that's why I developed a variety of processes that allow you to access what does meditation, what's the point of meditation? It's to access a deep state. It's to access a state that begins to shift your perception of life. And now what I've discovered through the work that I've done through the years and through the scientific study that I was recently a part of is that this energy field that is transmitted through the audio recordings of Simplicity of Stillness, you can now do with your eyes open. So you don't even have to go into meditation, and you begin to see your life shifting.
It's interesting because you actually had a past. Your history is very interesting, that you talked about the early anger you had, the abuse in your childhood. And then you went into a lot of self-abuse. And then you went into an ashram where you did a lot of meditation for years.
I actually didn't do a lot of meditation for years.
All right. Well, I assumed you did because you spent a lot of time in that ashram.
I did. I didn't spend a lot of time in the ashram. I became an international director. So I traveled around the world, preparing programs for people to find out about this meditation.
So you administrated an ashramic meditation practice that you weren't participating in as much, but it was still an environment that was that was focused on those deeper getting into those deeper places.
Yes.
And yet, obviously, you didn't attune to it that well because you had this other future in front of you that showed up in a different way.
No, I actually did attune to it. I did. But see, what happened for me is I didn't attune through meditation.
Nice.
I attuned through service.
Okay.
Offering service. Because see, what you're wanting to access is that field of awareness, that frequency. And that frequency exists within us, whether our eyes are closed or open. But you still have to access it. And then when I had the experiences that gave me this understanding and that energy flow that was moving through my body heightened to such an extent that I was able to transmit it to others as well, I gained a greater understanding. So I absolutely benefit the years that I spent with, enlightened masters, and not only through ancient wisdom, but also in healing. Because in the same way, when you understand the ancient traditions of healing, like where acupuncture comes from, and I specifically studied a practice called Jinshin Jitsu, you find that mind-body connection. You experience those flows in the body. You see the total difference between when you're vibrating in a flow of life and when you're
disharmonious?
Yes. Uh-huh. So it helped me to understand and to begin to develop the different processes that would then become the simplicity of stillness, because I saw such a need also for people who know meditation is a big help but are very challenged by it. So in the simplicity of stillness, I have a deep state stillness practice that you can do, or recordings, and I also have elevate sessions where you can, take a walk and you can feel that frequency moving you into a more joyful state, and their sacred word as well. So there's a variety just to match the way we live today.
I think you're an example for a lot of our listeners, because I think many of the listeners for this show are already in a place of openness and excitement about who they can become and what's in their future. And to look back and see that you were on a similar path that a lot of our listeners have been on, where they're trying to meditate, or maybe some of them are really good at meditation, but there's so much more. And it's shocking what we don't know about ourselves and our future and what we're here for. And you're an example of a transformation in you that is now presenting the world with a gift that you didn't realize you were going to be doing until you had your own breakthrough realization.
Yes. And everyone has tremendous gifts. And that's why it's so great to continue your evolutionary journey. Because as people began doing, adding in a stillness session, laying in bed in the morning and playing an 11-minute sacred word sound, suddenly you get so much more inspired and you get more in tune with your personal gifts. What are you here to offer? What is that journey ahead for you? And I will say that, the more you go into it, yes, it will lead you back into this place where it is so deep and so beautiful. you just want to swim in there forever. Just I talk about it in the book. It's I call it liquid love.
I love it, and I've done some. I don't know. I was going to call it meditations with your audio CD, and it was very enriching, and it wasn't a meditation so much as an experience. And a deep, rich experience that I felt was very beneficial, and I'm looking forward to doing more of that. I think you do have a great gift that you brought the world of these energies, these frequencies that allow stillness to occur.
Thank you.
And your book is really important. I think people should definitely be picking up The Power of Peace in You, and because there's so much in it about processing our intention, giving us that power to take advantage of what you're offering. It's one thing just to be passive about it. It's another thing to infuse it with our goals, even though we need to be humble and surrender that intention to allow the universe to deliver in ways that might be different, but still, and as we said before, might be even a lot better. So, but it is important, I think, to create a sense of what we want for ourselves without too much detail.
Yes. Well, it's all hand in hand. It isn't that, you have that profound connection and you sit down on the sofa and ask the universe to make it all unfold.
Right.
It's about your participation. It's about your co-creation. It's about you allowing and becoming that instrument so that, the universe, because like you said, your audience are people who have really tapped into that knowing. So are you living that? Are you being that? Are you allowing that transmitting power within you to reach people around you, even in the most subtle ways?
Right.
Because we're always transmitting. So what are you transmitting? Are you transmitting doubt, confusion? Are you allowing that space of liquid love, of inspiration, of solution to move through you? Because that makes a difference in all of our lives.
So it's really about expressing the mind of the heart than the mind of the mind.
Well, I guess, we can call it whatever we want. It's about being in that experience. And for some people, the minute you say the mind, their mind starts going crazy. Because it starts, doing what it does,
right.
Which is informing us of old patterns and blah, 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 blah. And other people, if you speak about the heart, they start thinking about the times that their heart was broken.
Oh, great. I hadn't thought of that.
Challenges of words in our world,
Right. So let's find stillness then. And so this is the simplicity of stillness that you're talking about, and you've created the power of that in your book and in your recordings. So we're running out of time on the show, and your name is Marlise, Marlise Carlin, Karlin. Where can people go to find you or your website or what?
Well, I'm going to be giving a retreat March the 27th through the 29th in Arizona in Scottsdale. And it's a 3-day retreat, so you can come and enjoy the beautiful sunshine and watch all of your challenges begin dissipating and moving into that higher understanding and higher energetic frequency. And if you come to marlisekarlin.com, you can get a free stillness session and already begin that process right now. And The Power of Peace in You is at Amazon and at all the bookstores as well.
This is wonderful, Marlise. Thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. I really appreciated talking with you.
Oh, thank you, Peter, and thank you for the beautiful work that you're bringing out into the world. I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. A lot of online classes, teleclasses. Come join us. And I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening.